From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for June 25th, 2026. Around 2,000 homes are at risk in Utah as some 2,100 firefighters battle nearly two dozen wildfires across Utah, Nevada, and Idaho, according to federal fire data. The fires, which come amid a drought across the Mountain West, are emitting smoke into neighboring states, Colorado, Wyoming, and New Mexico, and as far away as Kansas. On June 23rd, roughly one-third of all active fire personnel in the country were working in the Great Basin region, which includes almost all of Utah, most of Nevada, and parts of Arizona and Idaho. Another 1,800 firefighters were deployed in Arizona and New Mexico. Southeastern Nevada is dealing with two large wildfires, both sparked by natural causes. And at the time of this recording, the Cane Springs fire is about 17,000 acres and 45% contained, and the Grapevine fire is about 23,000 acres, but 0% contained. Both fires are in Lincoln County, about 100 to 150 miles northeast of Las Vegas. The Federal Bureau of Land Management Nevada office said hot and dry conditions are expected to persist through the week, with afternoon winds potentially helping the fire spread. See the full story by Boise State Public Radio's Murphy Woodhouse and Austin Erblatt at knpr.org. In the next few years, the Supreme Court is expected to hear a case that could legalize publicly funded religious charter schools. Public education advocates are advising states like Nevada to change their laws to prevent what they call an unconstitutional mix of church and state. The National Education Policy Center recently published a brief calling on states to require charter schools to be overseen by local school districts or government agency. Alexander Marks, Deputy Executive Director of the Nevada State Education Association, says Nevada charter advocates have emphasized their public school status for years when it comes to funding, making it a remarkable reversal to now claim private status. Marks added, "They're public when it benefits them, they're something else when it benefits them, and you can't be public when it's time to collect taxpayer funding and private when it's time to avoid public accountability." In a statement, the Charter School Association of Nevada said it supports the existing legal framework in which charter schools are publicly funded and open to students consistent with public school requirements. The Sparks City Manager's Office is recommending that the city attorney be appointed rather than elected. The Nevada Independent reports that although backed by the mayor, the move contradicts widespread support for an elected city attorney. More than 80% of voters supported city attorney elections the last time the issue appeared on the ballot in 2018. The city's charter committee has criticized the recommendation, leading to a lengthy meeting on June 23rd. The issue is especially relevant now because city attorney Wes Duncan has won the race to become Washoe County's new district attorney and plans to soon vacate his current position with the city of Sparks. Less than a mile from the Las Vegas Strip sits the historic Commercial Center District. Despite a rush of cars passing by, the roughly 18-acre parking lot was nearly empty on a recent afternoon. It wasn't always that way. "It was just a lively community every weekend, for sure," said Penny Schutema, manager of Lotus of Siam. "You had someone that was having the quinceanera, or somebody was having like a debut, or Korean karaoke here and there." The mall opened in 1963 and quickly became a landmark of commerce and culture. It's where Elvis Presley, members of the Rat Pack, The Doors, and Bob Marley all left their mark. Schutema's mother opened Lotus of Siam in the Commercial Center in 1999. The restaurant's Northern Thai cuisine has earned praise from chef Anthony Bourdain and critic Jonathan Gold. Since the district's heyday in the 1970s, newer developments across the Las Vegas Valley have increased competition, while crime around the center has risen. Still, supporters remain hopeful that future revitalization efforts can restore the district's prominence. See the full story by KNPR's Rafaela Gandolfo at knpr.org. Las Vegas is offering a birthday package for new 21-year-olds to celebrate their milestone day. The 21st birthday program offers a guest and four friends free admission and other perks at several Las Vegas nightclubs and day clubs. The program is available from July 1st, 2026 through August 30th, 2027, according to a press release from the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit kmpr.org.